Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 38 degrees and breezy out there. Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says Saudi Arabia needs to pay a price for killing Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
It puts us on a new path to trying to have a relationship with Saudi Arabia that's beneficial and sustainable. The current construct is not sustainable. There is no way we're going to continue to do business with Saudi Arabia as if this never happened. So I'm looking for a more sustainable pathway forward.
Several senators say they have seen proof that the murder was ordered by the Crown Prince of the country.
The chairman of the Sedgwick County Commission says he's growing concerned about the county's lack of planning for the building of potential wind farms in the county.
Commission Chairman David Dennis said when he heard Reno County might be building wind farms along its border with Sedgwick County, he started looking into the issue. Dennis said he grew concerned when he started hearing from constituents.
There's a ton of different issues that are involved, and I'm not sure that Sedgwick County is even prepared at this point in time if a wind farm decided that they wanted to come into Sedgwick County.
Dennis said he discovered there are already three leases in the county on land where wind farms could be built. The issues surrounding wind farms will be discussed at a later time. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
Wichita police have released more information about a fatal accident Monday night in West Wichita.
Wichita police released the name of a woman killed in a fatal accident in southwest Wichita Monday evening. They say a 2016 Dodge truck driven by a 55-year-old man was traveling northbound on Mays Road near Pawnee at a high rate of speed when it rear-ended a Hyundai Sonata driven by 30-year-old Alyssa Warrens Branson. The collision pushed the Hyundai 150 feet and caused the truck to flip onto its roof. Warrens Branson died at the scene. The 55-year-old man may have suffered a medical condition that contributed to the accident. The investigation is being turned over to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
Police in Great Bend responding to the report of a snake bite.
The officers that responded to reports that a man was bitten by a venomous snake allegedly found the snake decapitated and hallucinogenic mushrooms at his home. The department says in a Facebook post that officers went to the home of 25-year-old Ari Hooley on Tuesday after he was treated Monday for a bite from a coral cobra, a venomous snake. Officers allegedly found the snake decapitated and buried. They say they also found a large quantity of hallucinogenic mushrooms. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
Kansas City police say a 75-year-old Topeka man died after being struck by a car as he tried to cross a busy highway. The victim is identified as Ronald Smith of Topeka. Police say he was hit Monday evening in the southbound lanes of U.S. 71 in South Kansas City. Police say Smith was on the inside shoulder of the highway and tried to cross the highway for some unknown reason. A Volkswagen traveling south was unable to stop, hit Smith, who died at the scene.
A Border Patrol agent turned alleged serial killer in Texas is facing the death penalty.
Juan David Ortiz was arrested in September after four women were murdered within 2 weeks. A fifth woman he tried to kidnap broke free and ran to a nearby Texas trooper, which is how he was caught. After his arrest, Webb County District Attorney Isidro Alaniz says Ortiz, a Navy veteran and Border Patrol agent, confessed to killing the women because he said they were prostitutes.
His justification was that he was frustrated with law enforcement not doing anything with this population of this community in this town.
Alaniz says the four murder charges have been replaced with a capital murder charge, and he's now seeking the death penalty. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Much colder air has moved into south central Kansas, and that's going to keep our high temperature near 34 with a gusty northeast wind. Cloudy and 19 for the low tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 35, and flurries begin after midnight Friday, and then Saturday, a good chance of snow with a high 32. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now a cloudy sky, north wind gusting to 28 miles per hour, 38 degrees. 7:37 now, Steve and Ted. And today is Thursday, December 6th. We had some sunshine and warmer temperatures Wednesday. Wichita's high yesterday was 50, and that was after Tuesday's high of 36, and now we're going back down the other way. It was on this date in 1950 that Wichita recorded its earliest sub-zero temperature for the winter season when the mercury dropped to 1 below 0.
Now that's cold.
That's cold right there. On this date in 1884, Army engineers completed construction of the Washington Monument by setting an aluminum capstone atop the obelisk. The Washington Monument, you know, that's the tall one, okay? And it's not too far from the White House. It's Very, very, very close by the White House. And it's quite a fascinating monument there. I'm really amazed at how they did that because you and I were talking earlier. If you've never seen it up close, it looks like, oh, this tall, 500-foot tall thing. Obelisk, I guess. But when you get up close to it, you find out the base of it is
massive.
Huge.
Yeah.
And it just it takes you an hour and a half to walk around the darn thing almost. And then you go up into you can go upstairs. Like two of my brothers and I, we decided we'd take the stairs. We were about 12, 13, 14.
Well, when you're that age, sure.
My older brother Don, who was a little bit wiser,
some energy.
Don and mom and dad took
the elevator. Yeah.
And then they were up at the top when we got there. And my older brother Don, who constantly looked at the three of us like Huey, Dewey, and Louie, and just shaking his head. He couldn't. My older brother, he's passed away several years ago. But his entire childhood was shaking his head about his three knucklehead
brothers. I'm the oldest sibling.
You're the oldest.
I do that. I know that. I know that shake of the head.
What are these guys up to?
Yeah.
Anyway, the Washington Monument, built that thing in 1884. With the technology available then.
And they had to stop construction during the Civil War and resume it after the war.
How about that?
It's pretty amazing. And you can actually see where the stone, where they stopped building because the color of the stone changes a little bit. Yeah.
Well, this isn't quite a lump of coal in her stocking, but the New Jersey substitute teacher who told her first grade students that Santa Claus isn't real won't be back.
Good.
To that area's schools. NJ.com are reporting that Montville School Superintendent Renee Rofdar has confirmed the teacher will no longer be allowed to teach in the district. They are not releasing this teacher's name. But she'll say not only did the sub call out Santa Claus as a fake, the teacher also debunked other holiday characters, including the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, and Elf on a Shelf.
Come on now.
Apparently the teacher
apparently that
nailed them all.
That person is misinformed.
Yeah, come on.
I know all those things to be very real.
Yeah. We know there's a Santa Claus.
Of course.
I've actually met him. Yeah. I know that Santa Claus is going to be at our radio Christmas hour, right?
Perhaps that teacher needs to move on to another. Yeah.
See the eighth annual air
Santa will be at the radio hour next week.
Next
Tuesday night.
At 7 o'clock at the Scottish Rice Center Auditorium, first in Topeka. Come by. Benefit for the Kansas Food Bank. Bring us a non-perishable food item or a donation. They like to have money, too, for the food bank. And we're going to have a great program. You and I are going to be part of the acting crew that includes Dan E. Campbell, he acts in everything. Going to have our friend Melanie Williams with us as well. And you get all these barbershop choruses, Air Capital Chorus, Wichita Chorus of Sweet Adelines. It's just a lot. And Santa's going to show up. Okay.
Well, we think so. He's very busy this time of year,
but
he usually makes time to come see us.
He usually comes by just because Santa likes to tell a joke on Steve.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what that's all about. And that's coming up next Tuesday. It's always fun.
We're looking forward to that.
Well, what we're going to do then, with the help of McClellan Sound and our good friend Tony Dusing, our program director, he's Wizard of Oz back there. They're going to record the whole thing and then play it back on Christmas morning at 8 o'clock. It's become a tradition.
Yes.
So it's a lot of fun. And a quick salute to our good friends at McClellan Sound. They do a terrific job.
Yes, they do.
I was going to say, you and I have been at least one place where you and I went, and I can't remember what it was, but it was in a hotel, and the sound system was just
atrocious.
Terrible.
Yeah.
And, people say, well, they get up on stage. Who cares about the sound? No, the sound is very important, especially the radio guys. But McClelland always does a good job.
They do a fantastic job.
And just want to say a thank you to them. All right, Ted, it's 7:42 with Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update. Wichita ranks high as a city for remote workers. Did you know that?
Oh, I guess I do now.
Yeah. You and I should work from home. That probably wouldn't work. Anyway, that's coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
I phone it in. Does that count?
Phone it in.